I look high, I look low, I'm looking everywhere I go, looking for a home in the heart of the country.
So now I have a question I got to ask.
Yeah.
Is it sauna or sauna?
It is sauna. Sauna is probably what you see in a motel or a hotel in the cities, but here it's sauna.
And here is Embarrass, Minnesota, the heart of Finn country in the state. I'm here for the National Sauna Day celebration and want to discover what it's all about.
Well, my name is Marlon Bjornrud. I'm president of Sisu Heritage Incorporated, which is a Finnish heritage organization here in Embarrass. And we sponsor this National Sauna Day, first Saturday of June every year. And basically, it's a day we celebrate saunas because saunas are very important to us here in Embarrass. We did some checking on the web a few years ago, and as far as we could find, there was no National Sauna Day anywhere. So we decided to take that name. And as you can see, we have some mobile saunas in a row there on display with the smoke coming out of the chimneys, nice and warm. People can go in and look at them. We're hoping as years go by that we have a whole long line, just like at a car show, of saunas. That would be our goal. And we're doing the sauna day here on the Nellemark homestead. The Nellemark house has been turned into a museum, two-story museum. So there's a sauna exhibit upstairs, and some other exhibits, and free coffee all the time. Also on the property, there are some log buildings. There is the old Nellemark sauna, which at one time was the largest sauna in the community. And as the sign says, it's on the National Register of Historic Places. And then another part of the property has about four log buildings that we've moved here from different homesteads. And so you have a log playhouse all set up for kids. You have a log bachelor cabin that a family here had their farmhand live in. So that's set up as a bachelor's cabin. There's a log house, and then there's a log sabu sauna, which is the old Finnish sauna where you built the fire on the floor. And so people can go take a look at that. We usually have music. This year it's Eli Bissonnet kind of strolling around playing his fiddle, and we have food, and we have a log construction demonstration going on, and Lampus Manufacturing has some of their sauna stoves on display. So it's everything sauna. It's basically the day celebrating saunas. Sisu Heritage is kind of our Embarrass Region Historical Society. It started way back in the late 80s with the desire to preserve, stabilize, maybe even restore a lot of the log buildings around here, of which there are many.
At the time, the unique and historic structures were threatened not just by the ravages of time. Some were being burned for practice by local fire departments. And Sisu Heritage plays an important role in preserving the structures. Marlon told me about one of the more unique structures that they have.
We own the Sietaniemi House Barn, and we have restored that, which is a 90-foot-long house barn with the house, cattle barn, hay mow. It's worth seeing. It's one of three in the country, and it's the only one standing. And in September, we have actually a community night out at the house barn with music and chili and pie.
Then I went to check out some of the saunas. It was a cold, raw, wet day, and I was glad the saunas were fired up as I talked with some of the builders.
I'm Kelsey Christensen. I'm a builder at Christensen Saunas. It's our family business. Cedar wood fired saunas.
So how long have you been doing this?
We've been doing just the saunas for the last 4 years. We've built cabins and other things for people's recreational properties for the last 30 some years, but the saunas have been our main focus. The popularity has been amazing. We really like the support from the community and the people in our area, and we're just happy to be able to offer something to such a, you know, wonderful group of people. I mean, fill a niche, you know. It's really important part of our culture around here. So it's nice to see the enthusiasm from all the folks here today at the sauna days. My father and John were here last year with a sauna, so they encouraged me to come this year and see what it's all about.
What do you think so far?
Oh, I've been having a great time talking with all the people and hearing about the saunas on their homesteads or the ones that they remember from their grandparents and stuff. So it's really fun to see how the heritage fits in with everybody. I mean, somebody has a story for something. It's just kind of fun talking to everybody and seeing what an important part saunas are of their lives, you know. Not everybody talks about the bathhouse all the time, but it is it's an important part.
So I noticed this one is loaded up on a trailer. And so is this how you generally deliver them, build them?
Yes, we build them at our shop in Duluth, custom for each customer. And then we load them up on a trailer and bring them to their cabin or house or recreational property and nestle them in where the customer wants them.
So what's the key to making a good sauna?
Biggest thing that you got to make sure is that it all works together. The right stove, the right floor drain system, the right insulation, and a building sturdy enough to be able to set down on the ground without warping. These have been designed by people like that, people who have had their input for all of my lifetime, or most of my lifetime. It just really makes me smile to see the younger generation working on them. Okay. And they do all the crafting, John and Kelsey.
So a sauna kind of like this one, how long does it take to make? It
takes about a week. We arrange delivery over the course of a couple more days after they're done, because we have to have the right conditions. We can't have a lot of bad weather. We can't have sloppy roads. We got to prepare for that either. Sometimes we wrap them totally with plastic. And we just hauled one to New York a few weeks ago. And we got one going to Glacier National Park here in a few weeks. And you meet those conditions, whatever the highway might be. And you have to arrive with a product that people are going to pay for. So, very important.
For these builders, being here is more than just an opportunity to show off their saunas and talk to potential customers.
It is a learning experience being right in the heart of Finn country. I'm Danish. My family is Norwegian, and there's a Swede. We all like saunas. It's not just a Finnish thing, but believe me, they have a lot of knowledge and they can teach you a lot of things. This layout was insisted upon by two old Finns that wanted to come out, have a beer, and go back in later. And at the time, we were only building a bench on one side and he wanted two. So after we did that, we do them all this way. So, yeah, we learn.
National Sauna Day in Embarrass, Minnesota. For Northern Community Radio, I'm Grant Frazier, and this is Close to Home.